Welcome to the Concordia Publishing House podcast, where we consider everything in the light of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm your host, Elizabeth Pittman.
Worry, screen time, being afraid, loving others, violence. These are just a few of the topics covered in the God I Need to Talk to You About series. Our guest today is Peggy Keady. Peggy will be talking with us about the God I Need to Talk to You series. These are delightful little books. They're beautifully illustrated, and each one covers a topic that our children encounter in their daily lives. Peggy is the senior editor of Children and Family here at Concordia Publishing House. Before we start our conversation with Peggy, I'd like to thank our friends at the LCMS Foundation for their support of the podcast. Imagine a future where your God-given gifts continue to benefit your family and faith after you're called home to heaven. The LCMS Foundation can help you create your gift plan so that your assets, things like your retirement accounts, home, or land, will leave a lasting impact on the people you love and the ministries you care about most. Visit lcmsfoundation.org to learn about how you can get started with your gift plan. Now on to our conversation with Peggy Keady. Peggy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So for our listeners, Peggy is an editor here at CPH. She's been around for quite a while, and you've had the privilege to work on so many children's books, including the series that we're going to talk about today, the God I Need to Talk to You About series. Tell us a little bit about some of the books you've worked on, particularly in the children's book realm, and if you have any favorites.
Oh, well, first I'll address that whole favorite thing because, you know, as a mom and a grandma, you're not supposed to have favorites, but there's always one that bubbles up. These books that we're talking about today, the God I Need to Talk to You's, are really right at the top. Probably because I identify with so many of the behaviors and situations. But as far as my time here, I've been here 26 years so far, and I have worked on a lot of different products. Each one is different. Each one has unique characteristics that makes each one special to me. But the children's books in particular, We've published a lot of seasonal books, Christmas and Easter, lots of arch books. People will be familiar with those. Devotionals and then topical books about things like a recent book we did is How God Makes Us Part of His Family. God Chooses Us. We published a book recently that's just delightful about, it's called Alive Before You Were Born.
Such a lovely book.
Yeah, addresses kind of a hot button issue for many people. These God I Need to Talk to You books are just so simple, and in their simplicity, make them adaptable to so many different situations. I call them simple because they're short. They're 16 pages. They deal with one topic, and it's each book is a prayer. Each book has a fictionalized setting. It puts a child into a familiar situation that's going to be... you know, just a common thing like paying attention or learning to share. And then it addresses a challenging situation by having the main character of the book confess and express repentance and then express confidence that Jesus forgives us. So they're simple, but they're complex because they do all those very important things that even adults struggle with.
They're so sweet, and I've used them over the years with my boys at different stages. And, you know, I was telling you earlier, it wasn't that long ago, and I've used them enough where sometimes I've been kind of sneaky and I've just left it sitting out where they can pick it up. Yeah, I'm just looking at a little stealth nudge. And as recently as last week, I sat my fourth grader down and said, okay, we're going to read this together. You're going to read it out loud to me, and then let's talk about what you've read and how that relates to what happened at school today. And it was super cute. So a few weeks ago, he came home. He had a bad day. Mom, is there a God I need to talk to you about having a bad attitude? And I was like, well, let's pull out a couple that maybe not those words, but yes, we do. So here, let's talk about this. And it was just kind of cute that he knew already that those the books were there and they covered these different topics, and that he could look to those. So I thought that was super sweet.
Yeah, they're great conversation starters. And once you're familiar with the books, you can find a topic that's close or that might be a springboard to a conversation about another topic. One of our coworkers, when these new ones just came out, one of our coworkers emailed me and asked if God, I need to talk to you about screen time could be used with teenagers.
I think for any age, that would be a good one. Any of these topics, actually, for all of us, because we all struggle with these, but absolutely the screen time one is a hot topic.
Yeah.
So, well, the series has been around for a long time and has covered a whole host of things. What led the editorial team to say we need to add some new titles to this series?
Yeah, the series originated in the early to mid 1980s, and there were 8 books to get started. And then about 20 years after that, we started adding topics. So we have 30 now. These new topics, there are 3 books that cover some pretty familiar behaviors like worrying or being patient. And then because our world is what it is now, there have been so many additions and changes, we added these 3 very difficult topics: violence, screen time, not that that's very difficult, but it is a challenge, and then diversity, not necessarily difficult, but a more contemporary topic. So,
and then there's also being afraid too.
Being afraid, yeah, and violence kind of is a helper to that topic. The book on violence is maybe the being afraid book is a helper to the book on violence. But we respond to customer inquiry. So when a customer or a number of customers ask, do you have anything about violence? Do you have anything about bullying? We can respond with a book like this.
No, they're very, very helpful and very timely, because our kids are struggling with things that, you know, some of these topics. Screen time wasn't really a topic when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have the constant presence of all of the tablets and the computers and everything. These topics are tricky, you know, as you mentioned, the fear, patience, violence. What are some signs for either parents or teachers to kind of keep their eyes out for that might indicate a child is struggling with one of these topics?
Well, as much as we try to shield children from bad things, they are exposed to bad things. There have always been bad things, but maybe adults are more sensitive to them, and therefore our children are more sensitive. So teachers, daycare providers, parents, grandparents can look for a change in a child's behavior. Maybe they are more withdrawn or they're acting out. Maybe they're having trouble sleeping or they're having nightmares. They might be behaving aggressively towards someone. They might be overly sensitive, cry more often, or yell more often. They might have a change in eating habits. They're eating more or eating less. Any change in a child's regular behavior is a sign or a signal that there's a cause behind that behavior. And that's an invitation or an opportunity for an adult close to that child to start a conversation and look at or start exploring what's causing that.
How might we do that, start that conversation in a way that we're speaking to the child on their level? Short of waving the book around and say, hey, like I've done with my kids, like, hey, go pick this up, just to start the conversation.
That's one way. If you find out that child's doing something outside of the home that he or she shouldn't, he can just put that book within the eyesight, the child's line of vision. I think that's dependent on the situation and the child. Some children are going to be very expressive and talk about a concern immediately. Other children are you're going to have to pry it out of them. So again, that's being sensitive to the change in the child's behavior. In a classroom setting or a daycare setting, anything that happens in that floor, that classroom, can be an opportunity to introduce a conversation, to initiate a conversation. A fire drill can be an opportunity for teachers to talk about fear. What are you afraid of? Or someone experiencing grief, someone losing a person close to them might be an opportunity to talk about feeling sad. And we have a book that addresses grief in particular. So the adult needs to be on the alert for those opportunities and then be able to respond. And these books, one of the things I like about them is they're short. It takes a couple minutes to read it. You can interrupt a routine at home or at school and talk about it. Go grab that book, read it quickly. Continue the conversation if the child wants to. And then these situations also are rarely one and done. These are undercurrents. These are recurring things. So addressing a situation with prayer continues the conversation between the parent or the adult and the child, and also with God. That's what the books are. This is a teaching tool for teaching children and adults in their lives to pray to God about anything.
Well, I think you just summarize this nice framework that comes with the books, because the books model, you know, how parents and other adults can interact with kids, with, you know, thinking about the behavior, praying about it, and then looking to scripture. And like, as you mentioned, this is not a one and done. We're going to be doing this as adults. Like every day there are topics that come up that should, for us to help instill in our children now, this framework for dealing with challenges of think about it, pray about it, look to see what scripture says, is a healthy habit for us to help share with our children.
Yeah, and that's one of the benefits of these books. While we're trying to teach children about the importance of prayer, how to pray, the components or the elements of prayer, adults are getting that reinforcement too. I mean, we grow up and we kind of get self-sufficient, and we forget that we can pray quickly, immediately, continuously. So the books will also help inform that adult's prayer life. And adults are the child's first model for prayer. The adults teach their children from the very beginning, hold your hands, pray at meals, pray at bedtime. And these books help the parent in that vocation as faith teacher, reinforce and model the habit of regular prayer.
And just for our children to see us doing this.
Yeah.
That modeling is so important, and that will stick with them. Now they're sweet books for our kids and our families and caregivers. What for young children, it can be hard to wrap their minds around who God is.
Yeah.
How can we help our children understand who our God is and how much grace and love he has shown to them?
Well, that's a big question. adults struggle with that too.
We did. Well, we absolutely do too.
Yeah. So, it's important from the beginning to talk about God with very young children. They're too young to grasp the concept of him as our Heavenly Father and our Creator. So get the language in front of them on a daily basis. Pray daily. Let the child see you read scripture. Have children's books about God. Have children's Bible stories, children's Bibles in the home, so the child can be familiar with the means by which we know who God is, and that's God's word. So there's that. Answer questions or ask questions about who God is. I remember years ago, my oldest grandson, Jack, was just so excited when he found out that God made frogs. God made frogs. Yes. And so we talked about that. Yes, God made grass and God made you. And And it was just a great segue to a talk about God as our creator. So have the materials at home in front of you. Have conversations. Start the children early on learning Bible verses, very simple Bible verses. Simple songs like Jesus Loves Me. And then be in worship regularly. And that's such an important habit for adults, for children, for people of all ages to regularly join with the body of believers, hear the word proclaimed, participate in the worship service by speaking the responses, praying together, bring the little one to the communion table, and let that child be a witness to what you're receiving. Sunday school, vacation Bible school, a Christian school if it's available to you. All of these are ways that parents can teach who God is and learn themselves more about God's traits, his characteristics, who he is, what he does for us, the three persons of God. As we're teaching our children, we're benefiting also.
Absolutely we are, and it's a gift to be able to teach our children. It also is the one thing I've talked about it before, but when I think about the day that I have to stand in front of God and explain how I brought my children up in the faith, like, that's a scary thought. I mean, that's big, and we have we have work to do. And so the more that we can help our children know who God is, and when it comes to these tough topics, whether that's, you know, being patient, or when they're afraid, or how to deal with the screens or worry, These little books are so wonderful to help have those moments to teach the kids, reinforce that God loves them and he's here for them even in the midst of these struggles. And we as adults, as you said, we definitely get something out of it too.
Well, yeah, and one of the things that these books do is that they teach us humility. It's okay to be afraid. We should confess when we've done something wrong. And the books show, or as the main character in each of the books is praying, he's confessing, he or she's confessing what happened. I did something wrong. My mom or my dad or my teacher said, I need to think about what I did and talk to you. I'm sorry I did what I did. I'm trying to not do it again. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. So it's a simple way to teach children to not be afraid of confession, and also to teach adults to provide a safe, open, honest, respectful environment so children feel comfortable coming to them with their concerns or their sins.
Mm-hmm. Well, for our listeners, we'll link to the new books in the notes, that you can find them on cph.org, and it's a great series to have for children in your classroom, in your home, in your Sunday school. It's great to have around. And thank you for spending some time with us, Peggy, to tell us about the series and share with us some of your work.
You are most welcome. I'm always happy to talk about these little books. I hope they continue to be instrumental with your kids, and I know that they are visible in my house.
Yeah, mine too. Listeners, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Concordia Publishing House podcast. I pray that this time was valuable to your walk with Christ. We'd love to connect with listeners on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Concordia Pub. Visit cph.org for more resources to grow deeper in the gospel.